one of the things my father really hate when we were small, pinakaayaw ng tatay ko yung nagsisinungaling kami. That is why mas mabuti pa pag nagkamali ka, if you make a mistake, mas mabuti pang sabihin mo na kaagad sa tatay mo yung pagkakamali mo. Pag ikaw yung nauna, nagsabi, hindi ka na napapalo. Okay? O minsan, imbis na limang palo, isa na lang. Bumababa yung sentensya mo pag umamin ka ng kasalanan mo. Because my father really hates lying. He cannot tolerate someone who lies to him. Hindi niya kayang nagsisinungaling ka. So one time, I made a mistake. And my father came to me and looked me in the eye. Pero sa sobrang takot ko, natatakot akong mapalo, tinanong niya ako kung ako bang gumawa ng kasalanan. Hindi po ako umamin. Sa sobrang tindi ng takot kong mapalo ako, nagsinungaling ako sa tatay ko. And my father took me at my word. He believed in what I said. Pag alis ng tatay ko, di nalibre ako sa palo dahil nagsinungaling ako. Hindi ko inako yung kasalanan ko. But my mother saw everything I did. Alam ng nanay kong ginawa ko. And my mother came to me, ang sabi ng nanay ko lang sa akin, sabi niya, I saw everything. Nakita kong lahat na ginawa mo. So natakot ako. Kasi pag sinumbong niya sa tatay ko, medyo malaki na yung sentensya ko. So my mom said, I saw everything you did. And iniisip ko magsusumbong na talaga siya. But this is what my mom. Praise God para sa mga nanay. No? Salamat talaga sa Diyos. May mga nanay tayo. Ang sabi ng nanay ko sa akin, etong sabi niya, if you promise me not to do it again, if you can promise me not to do it again, I will not tell. If you promise me na hindi mo na talagang uulitin yan, na magsisinungaling ka sa tatay mo, I will not tell your father about it. And I promised her. And I promised her. This is very important that we understand that in the very heart of justice, God executes His justice, but in the very heart of justice is His compassion for us. God executes His judgment, but He does it out of a heart that truly loves. And the gospel today speaks of these things, and we need to understand what lesson we need na makukuha natin sa gospel natin. But before we go to the gospel, let us look at first the Old Testament reading. Our clergies in Visayas just came back from the retreat. And one of the things we discussed and the basic things that we discussed in the retreat was being mindful of God. To be mindful of God is not to think of God only of the past. Not only to think of the works, the things that God did for you in the past. Minsan yun lang iniisip natin, yung mga nakaraan na. And sometimes we think of what is still in the future. And because we think so much of what is in the future, ano nangyayari? Pag masyado nating iniisip yung hindi pa nangyayari, future pa lang, we become worried and anxious. paano yan bukas? Wala akong pera, wala kaming kakainin. Paano mga bata? Paano sila pag nag-college sila? Kinder pala yung anak mo ha, iniisip mo na yung pag-college niya. Paano pag-college niya? Wala tayong pangbayad sa school, you know? We dwell so much in the future that we worry a lot. And some people, they dwell in the past. Yung mga nakaraan naman, nandun palagi yung isip nila. When our mind dwells in the past, we become sad. Nalulungkot tayo. We will have so many regrets. Sana itong ginawa ko. Sana ito na lang yung ginawa ko. Sana itong sinabi ko. We will have so many regrets. And that's the problem with many Christians today. Madali lang talaga. It's so easy for us to dwell in the future and to dwell in the past. Diyan lang tayo, tumatawid-tawid lang tayo. We become worried, we become stressed out and anxious because we always think of tomorrow, papano na lang bukas. Tapos marami din Kristiyanong nalulungkot kasi palagi iniisip, noon kasi ganito, inaway ako, binastos ako, pinahiya ako noon. And we cannot get over it. We cannot move on when we continue to dwell in the past. We get stuck in our Christian life. We never grow. We do not move forward because we either live in the future or in the past. Our first reading reminds us, sabi ng Diyos, now I am doing something great in your life. Now. Can you not see it? Hindi nyo ba nakikita yung ginagawa ko para sa'yo ngayon? Why? Because we always look and worry of the future and we think back of the past and become sad. Let us be mindful of the present moment. Yan ang retreat namin ng mga pare. We talked about being present with God today at this very moment in your life. Not thinking of the future, not thinking of the past, but keeping your mind full of what is in the present moment of your life. Because that present moment of your life, that is where God embraces you now. Can you tell the person beside you, God is embracing you now? God is doing something great in your life now. Don't worry about the future. Diba? Don't worry about the future. What is important is now, God is here with us, embracing you. May babayaran ako, Bishop. Napakalaki ng babayaran ko. Kailan? Next week. Next week pa yun. Bakit hindi ka nakakain? Bakit hindi ka na natutulog? Next week pa yun. Enjoy the present moment now. God is with you. Do not worry about tomorrow. Why? Because tomorrow will take care of itself. Amen? Amen. We have to be present in the moment. God is doing something good, something great in your life. It begins now. Etong sinasabi ng prophet, can you not see it? Can you not perceive what God is doing now? Are you still worried? Are you still sad because of the past? Think of what is God doing now in your life. Second reading speaks of the sufferings St. Paul was writing. Sabi ni St. Paul, I have all the credentials in the world, but when I met Jesus, everything I have in the world, I consider them garbage. Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus. What is he trying to tell us? Jesus is trying to present himself to you now. Meron ka bang problemang hinaharap ngayon sa buhay mo? Meron ka bang hinaharap na krisis sa buhay mo? It is an opportunity for you to know Jesus. You may go through the difficulties of life, but in every step of the way, Christ is there sharing with you your suffering. Amen? Can we not see that in our life? lahat ng pinagdadaanan natin sa buhay natin, hindi tayong nag-iisa. We are not alone. God is always with us. Christ is always with you. And no matter how difficult it is that you're going through, it is an opportunity to know Jesus in the midst of the problems you are facing. Amen? And this is something that Paul is telling us. The sufferings that we're going through right now, the changes. You know, sometimes kung magbabago ang buhay natin, sometimes it is difficult when your life changes. Yung mga taong dating sumasahod ng malaki, then when they come to retirement, wala nang sahod. It's a change of life. And some people cannot cope with it. Yung mga politicians natin na dati nasa pwesto sila, tapos natalo na sa eleksyon. Sometimes they find it hard na wala na silang posisyon sa lipunan. And some people will fight for it. Kaya nauso sa Pilipinas, recall, recall. Talo na nga, magre-recall pa. Di na doble yung talo mo pag inulit-ulit yung election. Because they hold on to position. They cannot let go. Life is constantly changing for us. Nagbabago ang buhay. Dati, kaya kong tumakbo. Pag nagsumasayaw-sayaw ako sa sobrang tuwa ko, kaya ko pang tumalon. I can jump for a long time while dancing. Ngayon, nasa isip ko na lang. Pag tumalin ako, 1 inch lang yung talon ko. You know? My body is changing. My attitude is changing. Everything around me is changing already. When we transition, we suffer. We suffer the inconveniences. We suffer the discomfort. Dati nung nasa Antique ako, pagdating ng alas 8, alas 9, nasa dreamland na ako, natutulog na ako. And I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my sleep. Now, alauna ng umaga, may te-text na sa'yo. Bishop, may problema ako. 1 o'clock in the morning. Wala nang oras. Gisingin ka ng alauna, bubuhos niya yung problema niya sa'yo. Pagkatapos niyang ibuhos yung problema, sasabihin niya, thank you, Bishop, ha, naantok na ako, matutulog na ako. Sabi ko, good for you. Ako hindi na, gising na. So, gising na ako, hindi na ako makatulog. Then, pagdating ng alas 5, hindi ka makatulog. Pagdating ng 5:30, inaantok ka na. Eh, hindi na pwede matulog kasi mag-o-office of prayer na. So, wala nang tulog. Life is changing. I went to the barber shop. Nagpagupit ako. Sabi ko sa barbero, tanggalin mo yung pulbo, ang daming pulbo yung buhok ko. Sabi ng barbero, Father naman, hindi na pulbo yan. Uban what aron. So nakita ko, puti na pala yung buhok ko. Akala ko pulbo lang. And sometimes we suffer when we begin to change. And Paul said, don't worry about that. Because in the midst of suffering, if we seek, we will truly find, we will know Jesus in the midst of our suffering. And itong sinasabi niya, everything that I have enjoyed in life, everything that I have in life, I consider them garbage compared to knowing Jesus. To know Christ is superior than anything else in our life. There is nothing that compares with Him. Okay? Let's go to the gospel today. Our gospel today speaks of God's compassion for us. we have to change and we have to grow. To grow in your spiritual life, you have to change. Maraming taong gustong mag-mature sa spiritual life, pero ayaw magbago ng ugali. It will not happen. Amen? Father, gusto ko maging mature, pero ayaw ko magbago. Pwede ba yun? Pwede ba yan? Gusto mo maging mature kay Kristo, pero hindi ka nagbabago. To grow spiritually, to grow mature in Christ, you have to be willing to change. Amen? That's why the people in our gospel today, they caught a woman in adultery, in the act of adultery. May nahuli silang babae. In the act of adultery, they caught her and they brought her to Jesus. Not because they seek justice. Not because they want to obey the law of Moses. The law of Moses says, ano sinasabi ng law ni Moses? If a woman or a man is caught in adultery, they should be stoned to death. Papatayin sila by stoning them to death. That is the law. Sabi ng iba, nakakatakot naman yung layin na yan. Kung natatakot ka sa layin na yan, huwag mong gawin yung pag-aapid. Huwag kang mambababae, huwag kang manglalalaki. But this woman definitely was caught in the act of adultery. The Pharisees saw this an opportunity to trap Jesus. Kinuha nila yung babae, gagamitin nila yung kasalanan ng babae to trap Jesus. Paano nila itatrap si Lord? Okay? Sasabihin nila, Lord, oh, nahuli namin to. The law of Moses demands that she should be stoned to death. If Jesus would say, no, no, don't stone her to death, then Jesus is in violation of the law of Moses. Pero pag sinabi naman ni Jesus, sige, sige, batuhin nyo yan, patayin nyo yan, then Jesus will become guilty of violating Roman law because the Jews were not allowed to sentence anyone to death because they were under Roman rule. So kung ano man ang sagot ni Jesus doon, Jesus will be trapped. And so they brought this woman to Jesus, judging the woman because they caught her in the act of adultery. Now take note, papatayin nyo yung isang tao dahil gusto nyo lang subukan ang isang tao. You're not mindful of the life of that woman. Ipapahiya nila yung babae, they will put her to shame, then they will kill her. Simply for their own personal agenda of testing Jesus. Wala na tayong pahalaga sa buhay ng tao. Hindi man lang tayo naaawa minsan sa mga taong kinukundina natin. Dapat patayin na yan. Amen? They came to Christ demanding. They demand she should be stoned to death. That's the law of Moses. And Jesus was writing on the ground. I really don't know. Ang daming kwento dun. Ano bang sinusulat niya? Basang alam ko lang si Jesus marunong pala magsulat. He knows how to write. He was writing on the ground. Ang sabi ng iba, ginagawa daw ni Jesus yun para maintrimis talaga yung mga Pharisees. Parang hindi niya pinapansin. He was writing on the ground. And I believe so. I believe that God, when it comes to our sin, it's no big deal for Him. Akala kasi natin nabubulabog ang Diyos pag nagkasala tayo. Nabubulabog ang Diyos every time we sin, every time may nagawa tayong mali, ang Diyos natin ay talagang nagwawala. Nagagalit, nagwa-wild ang Diyos pag nagkamali tayo. And we see Christ here, they were reporting to Him, this woman has been caught committing adultery. And Jesus was just writing on the ground. Writing and writing. I think, di ako sigurado, pero I think what He was writing on the ground was commandment number 6 of the 10 commandments. What is commandment number 6? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Sinusulat ni Lord doon. They were condemning her. Kinukondemn nila yung babae. And Jesus seems like He's not interested with the sin. Eh bakit lahat ng tao interesado talaga? Talagang gigil na gigil sila sa kasalanan ng babae na yan. They're so excited. They don't care about the life of that person. They were so excited about the sin and how it should be punished. And here comes Christ who is not interested of sin. You know why? When you know that sin has been taken away from you, you don't like to talk about sin. I have failed and sinned many times and God forgave me of my sins. A person who is good and focused on God's goodness and kindness does not desire to punish sin. Alam mo sinong talagang interesado to punish sin? People who are still in sin. Amen? When you see someone who is judgmental, when you see someone who is so quick to judge his brother or sister, that person is still in sin. Why was Jesus not interested in sin? Why? Because He has no sin. Wala siyang kasalanan. Kaya minsan sinasabi natin, ang magnanakaw ay galit sa kapwang magnanakaw kasi pareho sila. And the more we are judgmental and we're interested in the sin of other people, it simply shows that we are still living in sin. Ba't ka nang gigigil sa kasalanan ng kapatid mo? Kasi, ganun ka rin. Maybe not the kind of sin, hindi kagaya ng kasalanan niya. Pero meron ka rin kasalanan palagi sa puso mo. Kaya nga, gigil na gigil ka sa kasalanan ng ibang tao. But Christ, because of His loving kindness, His compassion for people, He's not interested in sin. He's interested in lifting up a person that has been bowed down by sin. Naranasan mo na yung may kasalanan kang pinatawad ka at alam mo kung anong ginawa ng Diyos para sa'yo. When you see someone in the same problem as you, knowing that God forgave you, you will be having compassion with that person. Maintindihan mo kung anong nararamdaman ng tao na yan. Diba? Christ, His heart is for that woman who is now put to shame because of sin. Yan ang kasalanan eh. Pag hindi mo pa ginagawa, parang maganda yung prospect pag hindi mo pa ginagawa. But once you do sin, when you commit the sin, shame comes in. Mapapahiya ka talaga. Amen? And eventually, death will come into your life. God knows that. Jesus knows that. Jesus knows the shame that woman is going through. Jesus understands that this woman is headed to death. Papatayin na siya. She will be stoned to death. Jesus understands that. But He is Savior. He is Messiah. He is the one who comes to save us. He is not the one who came to judge and destroy our lives. No, that's not Jesus. And so they insisted. Mag-ingat tayo kasi sa simbahan, lahat tayo'y makasalanan. Pero nagtatago lang tayo kasi pag nahuli tayo, baka batuhin din tayo. That's why we conceal our sin, we hide our sin. Nung tinanong ko, sige, mag-confession tayo, walang nagko-confession. Ay, we would rather keep our sin to ourselves. But take note, the sin that you keep for yourself are the sin that keeps on repeating itself on your life. You will never overcome the sin once you keep it to yourself. Bakit mo tinatago sa sarili mo? Kay Lord na lang i-confess. Yeah. Madali sabihin kay Lord. Kasi sasabihin mo lang, Lord, sorry ha, ulitin ko na naman mamaya. Ano sabi ni Lord? Ay, ang bait-bait ni Lord. Okay lang daw. Pero subukan mo, kwento mo sa pare yan. Father, nambababae ako. Ano sasabihin ng pare sa'yo? Tama na yan. Tigilan mo na yan. And we don't want to hear that. But the sins we keep in our hearts are the sins that are very dangerous. Tandaan niyo yan. Yung kasalanan na tinatago mo sa puso mo, yan ang mga kasalanan na pwedeng pumatay sa'yo. That's why you don't hide and conceal your sin. You bring it to Christ, bring it to the open so that God can heal that sin. God can heal your heart from that sin and release you from that sin. I like what Jesus answered when He stood up. Nung pinilit si Jesus, finally Christ stood up, and this is what He said to the crowd. Any one of you who has not sinned, you cast the first stone. Kung sino sa inyo ang walang kasalanan, siya ang unang babato sa babaeng ito. What is that? What did Jesus do? Jesus allowed the people to reflect in their own life. Bago mo tingnan yung babaeng yan at yung kasalanan niya, pakitingin muna sa sarili mo. Tingnan mo nga muna yung sarili mo. Look at yourself first. Before you cast a stone and judge others, why don't you look at yourself first? Ito yung sinasabi ni Lord. Kung sino walang kasalanan, siyang unang babato. Di na pag-isip sila. They started to reflect. They started to think. Lent is a time of reflection. Lent is a time that we think. Huwag yung isipin yung kasalanan ng iba. Because thinking of the sins of others, judging others because of their sin, will not save you. Akala kasi natin, pag may nahuli kang taong makasalanan, sobra yung kasalanan, akala mo nawawala yung kasalanan mo, ay mas mabait pala ako compare sa kanya. Hindi po. Judging someone of their sin does not diminish your own sins. Judging someone because of their failures and weakness does not cleanse you from your own sin. It will not. May feeling ka lang na maganda. Pag may nahuling magnanakaw, sasabihin mo, ay naku, magnanakaw pala yan. Ay, in Jesus' name, magnanakaw. Think in your life. How many times have you stolen, taken something that is not yours? How many times in your life? Ay, Bishop, hindi ko talaga ginagawa yan. Talaga? Perfect ba yung tithing mo? Perfect ba yung tithe mo? When we withhold our tithe, we are stealing from God. And stealing from God makes you a thief. Yung oras mo, yung oras natin sa trabaho, minsan, alas 5 yung uwi. Umuwi na lahat ng alas 3. Sabihin mo, sige, 4 o'clock ako. Para 1 hour lang yung kuha ko. Ganun pa rin yun. Nakaw pa rin yun. We sin. Why reflect on the sins of others when God calls us to reflect on our own sins? We are not called to judge others and condemn others. What we are called to do is to reflect on our own sins and to help others. Hindi ka tinawag ng Diyos para tulungan siya na ikondena yung ibang tao. God did not call you. It's not your calling to judge people and condemn people. Why do you do it? Why do you do it? Why are we like the religious Pharisees who'd like to condemn people and judge people? Judge God's children. Yung ginajudge mo, anak din ng Diyos yan. Hindi ka ba natatakot sa tatay niyan? If you're going to reflect on sin, it's not the sin of others that you should reflect on. You should reflect only of your own sins. Think of your own sins, not the sins of others. So anong gagawin ko sa ibang tao? You're supposed to help them overcome their sin. Kaya nagustuhan ko yung nanay ko, sabi niya, if you promise me you will not do it again, I will never tell your father. And it stuck to my mind. Mercy triumphs over judgment, because when you extend mercy and kindness to other people, it could change their lives. But when you judge someone, that will not change his life anymore. It's the mercy of God, the kindness of God. We reflect. Kaya nung sinabi ni Lord, okay, kung sino walang kasalanan, batuhin nyo na yung babae. Napaisip sila. Everyone was able to think of their own sin. And nung naalala nila at nakita nila na sila mismo may mga kasalanan, then they let go of the stones na supposedly ibabato nila sa tao na yon, sa babae na yon, binitawan nila. Starting with the old people. Tapos yung pinakahuli, yung mga bata na, no? They left. Why the old people? Bakit sila yung naunang umalis at binitawan yung bato? Why the old people? Why? Because they are wiser. Mas matalino yung mga matanda. Mas matagal na sila sa mundo kaysa mga bata. So mas matalino sila. So let go of it. Secondly, why did the old people go first? Sa sobrang tagal sa mundo, mas maraming kasalanan nila kaysa mga bata. They're wiser and they have sinned much more than the rest. And so, instead of condemning, they let go of that. And they leave one by one. When everyone left, Jesus asked the woman, "Woman, where is your accuser?" Sana yung mga nag-a-accuse sa'yo. Sabi niya, wala na sila, Lord. And this is what I love about Jesus. When he said to the woman, sabi niya, okay, did no one condemn you? And the woman said, no one condemned me. Why would no one condemn you? Because God intervened. When God intervenes in your life, it changes everything. Why did no one condemn you? Has no one condemned you? No one, Lord. Then Jesus said to the woman, neither I condemn you. Neither I. The only person who has no sin and worthy to stone her to death would not stone her to death. Instead of judgment, Jesus chose to have mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment all the time. But then Jesus said to her, you go and do not sin anymore. Yes, God is merciful, but He does not condone to sin. Iwanan mo na yung kasalanan na yan. Huwag mo nang ulitin yan. Yan ang sabi ng nanay ko, if you promise me you'll not do it again, I will not tell. I will forget about the sin. Don't do it again. So the compassion of Christ is not just a feeling, although compassion is a very deep feeling of sympathy, but it's so deep that it moves you to action, and that action is an action of kindness and mercy. Ganun din tayo. And finally, eto, if you cannot show compassion to your brothers who are like you, a sinner, you will never grow in your spiritual life. I don't care if you memorize the Bible. I don't care if you pray every day, 24 hours every day. If you cannot show compassion to your brother and sister who sinned, you haven't grown an inch yet. Amen? And we will never grow mature in our spiritual life if we have never learned to be compassionate, especially to those who are failing, especially to those who are erring, especially for those who are sinning. Our job is not to judge. Our job is to uplift those who have fallen. Yan ang trabaho natin. To bring them up, to encourage them. Fight lang, natumba ka, tayo lang. Laban lang, nandyan si Lord. Hindi tayo pababayaan ni Lord. There is always hope in Jesus. God is faithful. God is faithful, merciful and kind, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. This is the kind of God you have. And when you stand up, stop sinning anymore. Fall in love with God and you will stop sinning. Fall in love with Jesus and you will hate sin. Not the sinner. You'll hate sin. So I pray that today, ito na yung last Sunday ng Lent. Next Sunday, papasok na ito sa Holy Week. We enter now Holy Week. I pray that you will continue to prepare your heart, discipline your heart, to show compassion, not judging other people, especially in church, dito sa simbahan, pag nagkasama tayo, the more we get close to each other, the more we walk together, the more our sins are exposed, the more makikita natin yung kasalanan ng bawat isa. God is exposing the sin because God wants to heal the sin. It's not for you to judge. Kung nakita mo yung kasalanan ng kapatid mo, hindi ka tinatawag ng Diyos para hukuman, para i-judge siya or to put him down. No, that is not your calling, and God will never call us to judge somebody and condemn somebody. No, that's not our job. We are all sinners here. Remember, you have been blessed, but don't just be blessed. Be a blessing to others as well. Please stand, fellow sinners.